businesswoman and founder of the NRA Women's Leadership Forum from Florida confirmed the news on Facebook. My family's gone, my daughter, my granddaughter, she wrote in a Facebook comment. The flight had prompted the Pentagon to scramble an interceptor fighter jet after it became unresponsive and flew close to both the Capitol building and the White House around 3:30 yesterday. Virginia State Police confirmed to DailyMail.com. And by the way, if you're looking for news and you want a very consistently honest source, DailyMail.com. You got to go overseas to get a straight take on what's happening here.
This plane issue reminds me of, remember the golfer that flew and crashed in Florida and went in a straight line, and what was his name? Payne
Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, that was another one where they had to scramble.
They could tell that, I guess what had happened is...
Decompression.
Yeah.
And they were able to tell from... They couldn't see through the windows.
Going by the windows.
They could tell by the way the windows were that nobody could have survived.
Yeah, right.
So they had to... And they had calculated very accurately, by the way, the amount of fuel it would have left to just fly and then fall out of the
sky.
Right,
yeah.
Into a cornfield.
Yep.
Anyway, that's the backstory there. Apparently, I'm guessing the pilot passed away or went unconscious, and nobody else in the plane
they didn't know it
knew how to contact or let people know they were in distress. So no conspiracy theories building around that incident.
But did you see how it turned around? It was going wonder. It was going northeast,
yeah.
And it made this big turnaround. Interesting.
I can't tell so far from what I'm reading. I'm not. Let's see. Plane was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne. That's Melbourne, Florida?
I don't know. Oh, no, it was in it came out of Virginia.
Okay.
Came out of Virginia.
All right. I'm sure there'll be more information on this as the day gets on, but that was quite the story yesterday for sure. At 8:03, don't forget, at 3:15 till 4:30, Mondays, we take a deep dive into the Idiocracy with our friend David Blackman, the Texas blogger, the man with the 10-gallon brain, as we call him. He's always a lot of fun, but we get some good takes on some news stories that just don't get the coverage they deserve. Right now, a restaurant that you deserve to enjoy and you have a chance to win a $10 gift card to, the Seafood Bistro, Jay Scott.
That's right. Seafood Bistro opens up today at 11 a.m. Ready to serve you delicious seafood or salad. Maybe you're going on the salad kick. Maybe you're doing a health thing. Maybe, you know, you're kicking in for that, like, hey, it's summer and I'm going to do good about how I eat, that sort of thing. Save your splurging for the holidays. Well, they can help you there at Seafood Bistro. Their fish, well, we talk about fish there that they have. And we talk about fried shrimp all the time, that sort of thing. But they've got their platters and stuff that you can get it either blackened or grilled. If you want to go on a health kick there and not get the fried stuff. You can also get that grilled or blackened fish put into some of their delicious salads that they have available for you there. The house, the BLT, the Caesar, the bistro as well. Plus, they have a way that you can just make your own salad. You can get a half of or a full, but you'll get up to 6 toppings on either one of those. And you can add more toppings than that if you'd like to, charge extra, but there are a ton of toppings to pick from eggs, ham, turkey, croutons, fried onions, garlic toast, peppers of all kinds, carrots and cucumbers, all different types of cheeses, black olives, tomatoes. It's a massive, massive salad that you can enjoy from the Seafood Bistro, along with all of their other favorites. Go online to see the entire menu at theseafoodbistro.com or the delivery apps on your phone. Yep, get it delivered today. 1651 Perry Hill Road. Their number is 279-7500. Like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
One other tidbit on that Virginia story with the plane crash. It was a Cessna jet.
Yeah.
I thought it was a prop plane, but no. It was a jet. So, and if anything else comes out on that one, we'll let you know. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock, quick look at the roads. We have SRN News. We say we play little kid or drunk adult today, huh?
Sure.
It works like this. Let's demonstrate, okay? You get a little story at the beginning.
I hit a golf ball through my neighbor's window and shattered it.
I hit a golf ball through my neighbor's window and shattered it. was that the action of a little kid or a drunk adult?
That could go either way.
It really could, but what we're going to do is wait, because that'll be the first one. So when we, if you think you know the answer, get ready to call us at 272-9228 a little bit after the 8 o'clock hour, and you can win that Seafood Bistro gift card. Here's traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, at the moment, we've got a good bit of traffic on Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson, and Federal Drive. A lot of that headed over to Atlanta Highway and then Madison into downtown. Norman Bridge Road, pretty busy. East Boulevard all the way into downtown. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic. No real problems in the Montgomery area. Prattville's busy. Millbrook, Wetumpka, they're all giving us all clears. Larry Liveoak's been in the insurance business in the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, 4791 Main Street in Millbrook, 334-285-2881. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
I'm William Shatner at Mission Control.
Fox is ready to launch Stars on Mars.
12 celebrities embarking on daring missions.
Lance Armstrong, Tom Schwartz, Marshawn Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Portia Williams-Gabbadia, and more.
Will they survive? Will they thrive? Only one will make it to the end.
It's a night of premieres. Stars on Mars, followed by Crime Scene Kitchen.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Today is June 5th, National Moonshine Day. If you're not a big drinker, you can still enjoy National Moonshine Day by rubbing shoe polish on your backside. Look at my moonshine!
You know what my favorite moonshine song is?
What?
Still, by Lionel Richie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I mean, that was...
See, that is so funny.
Thank you.
Hey. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
It's a mystery that's being investigated by multiple agencies. Why did a small plane stray into the no-fly zone over the nation's capital yesterday? Military jets were scrambled, unleashing a sonic boom that was heard for miles around as they gave chase. That small plane eventually crashed in the mountains of Virginia. There were no survivors. In the skies and on the seas, the U.S. says China's military continues conducting itself in a reckless manner. The latest incident over the weekend, a Chinese naval vessel cut off an American destroyer, forcing the U.S. ship to hit the brakes to avoid a potentially deadly collision. The field of GOP presidential candidates continues to expand. Three more announcements are due this week. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 3 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 26. This is SRN News.
As little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, gang. Welcome back.
Oh, no. Not this again.
Yes, this again.
And what exactly is this?
Exactly what is this?
This is a Monday.
Monday.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
I need a pep talk.
We could use the pep talk right now.
Monday, Monday, Monday.
As a pep talk?
It's the best thing out.
Best one I got.
That means we should get back to work.
It's showtime!
It is 10 past 8 o'clock. Welcome to Three Men and a Dog, as we listed on the podcast.
That's right.
I am gathering morning maroons, and we have already played shared a couple. There's a couple in we went to Yellowstone, and you will see as you're wending your way through elk, moose, in their natural habitat, it's pretty impressive. And then you have idiots, a couple that tried to place an elk calf in their car. What were they thinking of? Did not work out well. The calf got away, but the people, man. And then we have this guy. This is a boater who was arrested and charged with driving under the influence after being caught passed out at the helm and seen barreling towards a crowded beach. Can you imagine you're on a, you know, the crowded beach?
I'll tell you what.
And all of a sudden somebody's got a boat headed your way at warp speed. My goodness.
DUI. I was going to say, DUI and boats are a big problem.
They really cracked down on that in Florida. I forget how many years ago it was. I wouldn't even want to hazard a guess. Some idiot was speeding in the Intracoastal Waterway.
Yeah.
And did something that launched his boat onto another boat and killed six people.
Ooh. Well, we've had so many incidents in Alabama in the last 5 years. You know, geez almighty.
This guy.
And Alibi River on off 41.
Do you know where you are now?
Right now, I think we're way out of the way.
Okay, how much have you had to drink?
We don't have no alcohol.
I'm looking at an empty beer can.
What is that?
Oh. That?
Two beers. I only had two beers. And they still persist. Anyway, maybe we shouldn't do Little Kid or Drunk Adult after listening to that. But this story only involves broken windows. So get ready to call and play on that one right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
72 right now on our way to perhaps 92. We'll be somewhere 90 to 92 again today. Third day, actually fourth day in a row. So another warm early June day with mostly sunny skies. There'll be some isolated pop-up storms, not many on radar like yesterday, but the ones that do form could put on quite a show. Low tonight down to about 67. Tomorrow on Wednesday, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms with low 90s both days. Somewhat better rain chances on Thursday as a frontal system tries to slip southward, and that could deliver somewhat drier air by Friday. Right now this morning, 72 at 8:13.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Glide Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right, this one involves a little bit of history and rockets. Well, you don't like history?
No.
Well, let me get to the story here. There is a journal discovered. A 15th century, that's when medieval things happened, offers a rare glimpse into the medieval live comedy performances. This according to a Cambridge University academic. I tend to take them not too seriously. Dr. James Wade said the raucous texts mocked kings, priests, and peasants and encouraged audiences to get drunk. They also showed the role played by minstrels, considered important figures in medieval society. These texts, and of course we're not talking about phone, these recorded diaries, give us a snapshot of medieval life being lived well. So they would drink and gather, and somebody would go up and entertain the crowd with
Take my wife, please.
Yeah, take it, yeah. Any young man. I think he was old enough to be from medieval times.
I think he was.
But isn't that kind of like the formula now? Of course, now stand-up comics face horrible challenges, except for people that are willing to stand up to the woke like Chappelle. It's a tough gig, but what could that have sounded like if you could close your eyes, click your heels together, and go back in time? You are at a medieval comic. Yeah. Flintstones a go-go, listening to a comic.
Put your filthy hands together for our next medieval comedian. Give a warm Chuckle Castle welcome to Alaric of York.
Thank you. First of all, give it up for your MC. Great jokes, mate. I've laughed more at a bloodletting. Hey, so what's the deal with the plague? Am I right? Somebody invent sewers already. I'm dying over here. Wow, tough crowd. Is this an audience or a hand-woven horsehair tapestry? Oh, man. Is this thing on? Of course not. Electricity won't be invented for another 1,100 years. Oh, brother. Don't get me started on me mother-in-law. Ugh, I wish she'd die of old age. I mean, she's almost 31. Sis, they're giving me the red torch. I guess that's my time. Be sure to tip your bar wench and drink up. There's a 2-mead minimum. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't beat that medieval comedy.
I thought the cool thing, in a way there, what's the deal? A little Seinfeldish yeah, there. But to me, the part that was intriguing is that, yes, in those days, according to this actual discovery, they were harpooning the same people that comedians tend to go after now. Leaders.
Yeah, humans were have been the same all along, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed as far as what we are, you know.
That was more history than science, but whatever it was brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, good friends who have been protecting folks here in the River Region for over 4 decades with easy to work with the very effective systems and saving money on monthly monitoring, which is a deal now. It starts under 30, and they're a phone call away. So when you're working with them, you're working with local folks. Great response times. They have been our security system here for almost 20 years, maybe more than that. That's Applied Security, 279-8338, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276, if somebody should ask. So,
who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Little kid or drunk adult? Let's go for it.
Sure.
Let's be insane today and ask people to participate in a game that nobody ever calls. But that's the challenge. Now, you'll hear a very brief story. Listen.
Where'd you park?
At Alpine River.
That's the idiot on the boat. I need the idiot before that.
I'm going to go with drunk adult on that one.
Yeah, that was very good, Jay. Okay, no, this one here.
I hit a golf ball through my neighbor's window and shattered it.
All right. Wow. I hit a golf ball through my neighbor's window and shattered it. Anybody want to take a guess at 272-9228?
I'm about 50-50 on this one.
Yeah, I can see somebody getting a little over the top and throwing some golf balls down in the backyard and a little practice here and then doing that. So our number is 272-9228, 272-9228. Anybody ready to play?
No.
Come on. I really have not. I'm not. It's Monday. I don't want to. This is not that hard.
I'm begging you.
He said. 272. I'm going to just take this before they change their mind. Hi, who is this?
This is Scott.
Scott, you want to play this game?
Sure.
You're my new best friend. So even if you don't win, you'll be able to tell everybody you know, I am Greg Budell's best friend now.
Awesome.
That was great response.
Seven. That was perfect. We should give him the prize anyway. He made us laugh.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, so the story here is this. Did you hear the story?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In your opinion, little kid or drunk adult on this one?
I'm going with drunk adult.
Let's see.
I was a drunk adult. Had a few too many, and we're hitting golf balls back in the backyard into some nets. I grabbed the wrong club, smacked the out of it, and it went right through the net, over the fence, mad crash, and then bam, screaming neighbor, "You sorry." Ooh. Apparently, it not only shattered their window, but it took a bounce off the TV and broke it as well.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I wonder if you're... Homeowners covers that.
No. Not if you did it. No.
Very unlikely.
Scott, my best friend, you are a winner. Hang on. Get to talk to Jamie.
You.
Now, see, we could play this more often if I... But on Mondays, I'm suicidal. I don't care. I will...
Don't block Mondays.
Suicidal till 9.
No, I just want to, you know, be able to get people in to do the thing. You know, the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
All right. So where are we going next year?
Where we headed.
I was so unprepared for somebody to actually win the contest.
I know, right?
You know, toast might be good on Monday. Nothing wrong with a little toast or a little Weird Al. Right, I'm going to go for some Weird Al here because we have 1819 news coming up. Don't forget again, this afternoon, 3:15, we have David Blackman as our guest, and we will be talking idiocracy, craziness in the news, and there's more of it every day.
1819 News.
The Dutch citizen suspected to be involved in the disappearance of Mountain Brook teen Natalie Holloway back in 2005 has begun his extradition process to the U.S. Joran Vandersloot has been moved from the prison in Peru where he's been serving time for an unrelated murder conviction and has now been placed in a prison in Lima, Peru, which is the capital city of that country. From there, Vandersloot will be flown to the U.S. The end goal is for him to be in Alabama where he faces extortion charges for seeking to get money from the Holloway family in exchange for revealing where their daughter's remains were on the island of Aruba. Natalie Holloway disappeared on that island while on a high school graduation trip. She was last seen in the presence of Vandersloot at a nightclub. Holloway's body has never been found, and Vandersloot has never been charged with her death. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
A murder investigation is underway in Mobile after a man was shot and killed on Airport Boulevard this past Sunday. The victim has been identified as a 31-year-old man. Police are in the process of notifying next of kin. Anyone with information on the case is asked to call the Mobile Police Department. Auburn University at Montgomery is starting up their free summer camp for high school students who are hoping to get a career in media and communications. The AUM's AV Storytelling Summer Camp starts June 12th through the 16th. The deadline for registration is this week on June 7th. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Rub-a-dub-dub, do you have an ugly tub? If your bathroom has seen better days, or if you're just ready for a change, it's a great time to love your bathroom again. During their Spring into Savings event, they're offering 18-month same-as-cash financing for qualified buyers or $1,000 off a full wet area remodel to include bathtub to walk-in shower conversions, bathtub replacements with wall system, or their popular Alexis walk-in bathtub with all the bells and whistles. Their products are fully backed by the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval and are protected by factory-authorized limited lifetime warranty. Call today or contact Bath Innovations at bathinnovations.com. If your bathroom is not becoming to you, you should be coming to Bath Innovations.
When you need a renovation without the aggravation, call Bath Innovations. views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are so dorky.
Yes.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody shut up.
Find something on, you know, the Weird Al biopic is pretty bad. Just our opinion.
Oh, yeah. I did. But Jay liked it, I think.
It was just a parody of those sort of films.
I just don't think it was done well. I like the idea of doing a unique approach to a biopic. It had its moments. Rainn Wilson was in there as Dr. Demento. That was a good choice.
Yep.
And Weird Al playing the record executive that was mean to him when he was trying to break into the business, that was a good move. But the rest of it, meh.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. All right, a whole bunch of things to cover here. Up first, a street interviewer asking a guy a random question and his response to it.
Okay.
Because his girlfriend is standing right next to him in this video. Here's
she's a 10, but she doesn't drive. What is she?
My girlfriend.
She's a 10, but she doesn't drive? What'd she say? I'm sorry.
We're going to play it back in slow motion.
Okay. She's a 10, but she doesn't drive. What is she?
My girlfriend.
Wow, burglar breaks into a hole in the wall to steal Pokemon cards. That's cool. Hey, did you hear about the granddad with a huge weight loss eating nothing but McDonald's for 100 days?
I did hear about that.
No.
His name is Kevin McGinnis.
I woke up this morning and I weighed in at 238 pounds, and I decided that that is absolutely unacceptable. So I drove down to McDonald's. I'm going to eat nothing but McDonald's for the next 100 days. But instead of eating everything they give me, I'm going to go ahead and cut the meals in half.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could do that.
You can, I mean, you hear these stories all the time. Well,
but if you're going to cut your McDonald's meal, why just not cut everything in half?
Right.
Are you reading before? Wouldn't that work too?
You don't have to go to McDonald's. Yeah.
New Jersey is having issues with clinging jellyfish.
Clinging jellyfish.
Clinging. Yeah, if you're in a shallow grass bed, beware of these nasty stingers, the invasive clinging jellies.
Ow.
Their scientific name is Geonemus vertens. They've been found in Cape May. So, and they've also had a lot of great white shark spottings there.
It's really getting bad now. I don't know what's going on as far as the sharks.
K. Ivey made national news.
Is that right?
a couple of times, actually, recently. She signed a bill protecting women's sports. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Speaking of women, making women look dumb is a disturbing new podcast trend. Podcast with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and followers across online platforms is stoking the flames of controversy by belittling female guests and making them look dumb. Women in general, when you look at what's going on, are being canceled everywhere. The Dylan Mulvaney thing is kind of, by the way, there's a story, you can go to NewYorkPost.com and read it right now. The agency that connected Bud Light with Dylan Mulvaney, they're very nervous over there. I can't imagine why.
Why?
They, what this company does is they look for influencers mm-hmm. on TikTok and try to match them with brands.
Yeah.
So how, give us an example of some of your work.
Well, you know, yeah, that, well,
that only cost them $29 billion. Actually, I think the number's past 30. That's a mistake. K-Made Ivy news.
How did she make news?
By naming the Yellowhammer cookie as our official state cookie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's a confection created by a Montgomery fourth grader.
I've never heard of it.
Somebody right over here at Trinity. Huh. Fourth grader Mary Claire Cook submitted the winning recipe, which includes pecans, peanut butter, and honey. I would try one of these. She brought a batch of the cookies to Ivy for the bill signing ceremony. We have a long list of state album. Everybody does, you know. But I want to see, my next mission is to get Kegler's Cove named a historical landmark by our mayor, because we're very tight. One in four Floridians say they won't evacuate during a hurricane.
Yeah, you know. You were down there.
Yeah.
You know. That type.
Well, I mean, the people who were affected by Ivan said, "No, we've gone through this. We went through Irma.
Right.
You know, we went through, and then they'll name a whole list of storms, and they were wrong because it broke every record as far as storm surge.
There's a new threat in the Brazilian Amazon, and it's not 35-foot snakes or creatures that can tear your flesh off. Yeah. The mafia."
In
Brazil?
Yeah, they're heavily armed, quote, criminal insurgents. They fear the growing footprint of drug trafficking mafias in the region could create another situation like the long conflict in Rio de Janeiro with drug gangs and paramilitaries and yada, yada, yada. It is 8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's take a look and see what's happening at Adams Motorsports as we be going with the month of June. Now, they are closed today because Terry Adams likes to give his team a weekend. In their case, since they're open Saturday, they get Sunday and Monday off, but they reopen tomorrow. And let's see what kind of special promotions they have for the month of June. And let's see, factory promotions. Yes. The countdown to spring continues with Kawasaki. All of these offers are good through the end of this month. That includes saving up to $2,000 on select models of Kawasaki products, $2,000 on KX motorcycles, up to $1,000 on KLR motorcycles, up to $1,500 on Terex side-by-sides. Then Polaris, products made right here in Alabama, up to $750 off select sportsman models. And that is a rugged machine, but rugged doesn't mean it's uncomfortable. That's, when we were over there for the 25th anniversary, you had machines that looked like they should go to work for the military.
I know, I was so impressed.
But when you sit in them, it's quite the different experience, but they can take you anywhere. And the Suzuki scooter, the Bergman 400, also on sale through the end of the month at Adams Motorsports with super low interest rates to get you started and an all-star service department to take care of the product you purchase after you purchase it. Visit Terry and his team. They're at 538 Northeastern Boulevard. That is the bypass at Hackle. And you can check them out at AdamsMotorsports.com. We are at 835.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Here in the
the city yesterday evening, you may have heard a lot of thunder around. I'm looking at some reports here from Gunner Air Force Station where they had dime-sized hail and 42-mile-an-hour wind gust at Maxwell Air Force Base. And apparently you heard a lot of thunder at your house, too?
Yeah, but we had no rain.
What time was
it? It was all over. Briscoe was clinging to me because he's...
Yeah, what time was that? Is it after sunset?
It was... No, it was before sunset. It was in the afternoon around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Gotcha. All right. So, you know, so today, once again, there's not going to be many showers on the radar at all. But isolated pop-ups can really be put on quite a show in the summertime, especially with cold air aloft, and that's what we got. It's warm at the surface and cold aloft. Today's high 90 to 92, mostly sunny. Low tonight, 67. Tomorrow and Wednesday, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms with highs in the lower 90s both days. Somewhat better rain chances on Thursday. I've got the rain chances maybe as high as 50% on Thursday as a front slips southward. Right now this morning, 72 already at 836.
All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon, then we'll get to some Morning Maroon nominees.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, at the moment, we are just busy all over the area. Some of our more congested places, Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue into downtown. Highway 31 out of Prattville inbound to Montgomery and 231 at Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights. Northeast Boulevard a little bit busy by Harley Davidson and over to Lagoon Park. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up. High school students get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Market's up to a flat start again. We'll have Brant McDonald on with us at 5:15 this afternoon to do all the analysis. And apparently we have a caller.
Yes.
David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I saw Doug Sittel, S-I-T-T-E-L, on Google. Hey, when you hear Trump say you can't have those two items unless you get out, I have two digital recordings. He bribed Russia. He put me in jail, so you
David,
can't hear it. When he says, be careful.
He's talking to himself.
Well,
where did this come from?
Where did this come from?
Yeah.
I don't know. I answered the phone and said, hi, who's this? He said, this is David, and I got his last name.
I'd just like to kind of...
I don't know where it came from.
We generally don't ask, what would you like to talk about?
So, yeah. I don't know what that was.
We generally try to, you know...
That sounded almost recorded. Like
it... Almost, yeah.
It sounded almost...
Well, look at AI, right?
What did I miss? What did I miss?
You walk out the room and hell breaks loose.
What
Mr.
happened?
Thomas.
What happened?
Well, in the meantime, by the way...
he's still talking.
Yeah, see, that's AI. Hang that up. I'm not interested in... One thing you can't do, and this goes back way before the world went nuts.
Yeah.
No speeches. I will not tolerate speeches. If you want to have a conversation, call. If you want to make a speech... We'll give you a cardboard box, or you can stand on the thinking stoop next to the building and make it to whoever wants to hear it. But not here.
Weird.
What the hell just happened?
As we get ready to salute the dumb, we have a new edition of one of our favorite bits, No Really Wow, because somebody found it necessary to warn people not to wrestle bears.
This station presents No.
Police in Missouri put up a notice warning people that wrestling bears is a bad idea.
No!
Not only could a 600-pound bear with claws and teeth really hurt you, it's against the law.
Really?
Also, it's pronounced wrestle, not wrassle.
Wow!
So if you're too stupid to be scared of wrestling an animal that can easily maul you, maybe a misdemeanor charge will give you common sense, but probably not.
This has been No Really Wow.
I got an interesting, did you get the same thing from Eric the dog?
No.
On Canine Advantix?
Uh-uh.
Flea, tick, and mosquito protection. All month long.
Hmm.
Not sure. Hey, everybody, it is 8:40. All callers to the show except for the bot.
That was so weird.
qualify to win some great prizes in our grand prize drawing on Friday, and one of them is the works from Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire. We are in summer travel season. Gas prices are going to be going up, so if you're going on a long trip, you want to make sure you get maximum fuel efficiency, and if your car hasn't been checked out in a while, get it to Don. They will get you to your office or back to your house, whatever you need to do. That way they can make sure your car is running efficiently, run a diagnostic check, rotate and inspect the tires, make sure they're properly inflated. That also enhances good gas mileage. They can also handle any repair. They accept car insurance repair policies. So if your car is making a weird noise, I know that we've all been through that situation where we're afraid to trust our car to somebody. And sometimes that's with good reason. But with Don Duncan, they play it straight. And they will tell you the truth, and they will give you a fair price on whatever work needs to be done. Plus, wholesale price tires throughout each of their three locations, from high atop Mount Duncan behind the McDonald's on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. Perfect if you work downtown. Drop your car off, they'll get you to your office and pick you up, get you back with your car later, or even bring it to you. It depends on what you need. And, of course, serving Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. If you've ever considered owning rental property, this information is for you. For years, I've been finding attractive investment homes for real estate investors to buy with the intention of renting the property for many years to come. Owning rental property and letting tenants pay the expenses of owning through rental payments to a management company such as ours is what we do very well. We have successfully managed thousands of homes for property owners over the years. Our typical tenant stays 3 to 5 years or longer in the same property, and some have stayed over a decade in the same home. During this time, the landlord is building equity and wealth and is providing reasonably priced homes that are well cared for and provided needed shelter and homes to good people. Loyal clients and wonderful tenants that know how to take care of the property both inside and out helps everyone. For a complete packet of what we do, please call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883. That's 221-2883.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse opened with $120 million, which puts it in the top 90 of highest grossing Spider-Man movies. The great white shark population has exploded, as has the size of the average U.S. beachgoer. So this summer, there's going to be good eating. The bird flu virus is spreading and changing rapidly. Officials still don't think it's a danger to humans, but I'm getting out my puzzles and bread maker just in case. And June is Men's Health Month. It's a good time for men to make sure their daily fruit consumption is more than a strawberry Pop-Tart. This is not headline news.
Should it be?
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again. Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Yeah, you know, we should make an honorary nominee out of the... Now they're blaming the Secret Service for not removing that attack sandbag out of the way when he was walking off the stage at that commencement. Yeah, it was the sandbag that got him. But the sandbag was not on Marine One when he hit his head exiting the helicopter. Did you see that?
No.
He hit his head. I think it was the same day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's got a lot of lumps. But we're not here to talk about him. Before we even get to the nominees, I just came across a little one-line item here.
Okay.
Fox News is investigating the myth of people wearing red to weddings as a secret sign that they had sex with the groom.
With the groom?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, the news we're looking for these days.
Well, I mean, this is funny. I mean, not here with Mrs. Ritterbuttle, but gosh, if they had done that at my... When I married my daughter's mom, that would have looked like a Cardinal game.
Good Lord.
Is it warm in here?
That is... I'm blushing. Why is that? All right, we have a woman. Guess what state we're starting in?
Let's say Florida.
This is great. A woman in Florida went into a bank with something that looked like a gun, shouted, "This is a robbery. Give me all your money." And then said she was only kidding.
Oh, please.
Withdrew cash from her own account and left. She was later arrested.
Yeah, you take a joke.
I was kidding.
Yeah.
You people are no fun.
All right, now Sonic made news here because there was a fire at the Sonic on over there.
On Carter Hill. This morning.
But a 54-year-old Sonic employee in New Mexico arrested last week after a customer found that he had inadvertently added Coke to their Coney dog order. Not Coca-Cola, but cocaine.
Oh.
An unnamed female customer went to the Sonic in New Mexico last Tuesday, ordered a Coney dog. When she bit into it, she found a plastic bag filled with some mysterious white powder.
Yeah.
And using security video, they were able to trace it back to an employee who is now charged with felony possession. And I got to make nominee number three this idiot that was... He had the means to get to Yellowstone and drive through the park and enjoy its natural beauty, but somebody who tried to take an elk calf, and that's still a very sizable creature.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And leave the park with it.
Oh.
the car was intercepted by Yellowstone Park police, and the calf got away and ran into the forest. But the fact that they attempted to steal it, take it, whatever their plan was, that is not known.
That's got to be the one. I'm sorry.
Really?
The Sonic guy is just stupid. Yeah. Well, you want fries with that? What else would you like?
Yeah, that's...
But the elk? Take an elk?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
No doubt. Yeah, you going to see Coach Ryan this week?
As a matter of fact, not for cryo concert, but an IV tomorrow.
Ah. Well, that's one way you can help yourself in a lot of ways. Boost your energy, boost your immune system, help your metabolism work. IV vitamin therapy. It all goes in. You know, there's no digestive distribution. It just goes straight into the blood and begins to work immediately.
And how about that glutathione at the end? That's the icing on the cake.
It really is. Really is. Ask for that when you visit Infusion. Infusion can help you with pain with Juvelite therapy, for example, or laser therapy, both very effective. I did something to my shoulder a couple of years ago, and I thought, where do I go with this? So I went to see Ryan, and he set me up, and it's really cool because you sit in a chair for 15 minutes. They mark the area where they want to get the blood to heal the sore muscle. And in 15 minutes, I walked out, I was gone, never came back. They also have a phenomenal chiropractor. And if you want to lose weight or you want spot fat reduction, not just reduction, but getting rid of it, a non-invasive phenomenon called cryocontouring, call 296-1662 and consult with our guy, Coach Turner, Ryan Turner. 296-1662 or learn more. It's all there for you with videos at infusioncryoandlaser.com. This will be our final traffic at 852.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're giving you the all clear at the moment. No real problems out there anywhere this morning. We have a little bit of congestion around the boulevard. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic flow through I-65 and 85 downtown. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm William Shatner at Mission Control.
Fox is ready to launch Stars on Mars.
celebrities.
12 celebrities embarking on daring missions.
Lance Armstrong, Tom Schwartz, Marshawn Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Portia Williams-Gabbadia, and more.
Will they survive? Will they thrive? Only one will make it to the end.
It's a night of premieres. Stars on Mars, followed by Crime Scene Kitchen.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm Brian McMahon with Turf Stalkers. Within a few months of advertising with Blue Water, our customer base doubled. If you're looking for similar results, we highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
By the way, I don't know if I've shown you the picture, but, you've seen the driveway.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Turf Stalkers did that. I'm going to post that.
It's bright. It can be seen from space.
That's... Yeah. I mean, we've been living there for 7 years, you know, and we had had it pressure cleaned by a friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know what magic they use, but... Good Lord, yeah. See it from space? that's brilliant, because it's really true. All righty, it's 8:56. More good news for Target from FoxNews.com. Now they back an organization that's pushing the U.S. demilitarization and Mount Rushmore shutdown.
What? What?
Why do they got to shut down Mount Rushmore?
What's they're losing face?
See what he did there? And this, too. I put this on Facebook. Ireland is getting ready to slaughter 200,000 head of cattle.
Why?
Climate change.
Oh, that's this whole thing about the cows and climate?
And Musk is like, what the hell are... I mean, enough is enough.
You're
just stop it. How many people could you feed with all those cows?
That's right.
Just something about world hungry. And, Gavin Newsom, Satan incarnate. Hey, we'll be talking about all of that throughout the day here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And, again, David Blackman at 3:15 as we work our way through the idiocracy that our country is being. Oh, note from Tommy Tuberville's office.
Oh, that's right. He's tomorrow, right?
They're changing it.
No, it's not tomorrow.
7 to 8, next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And he's made some news, too.
He's been getting on the news a lot lately.
He's taken off the right people, in my opinion. Yeah, that's always a good sign. At 8:58, one last word for a great sponsor of ours for many, many years, and they only get better and better at what they offer and what they do, and that's Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Since they first opened, when Prattville was just a few thousand people, and they were a tiny little shop that sold a great line of jewelry and created jewelry for customers, to now, and by the way, as time passes, many of their original customers have moved away, but their customer base literally is not only the entire state of Alabama, but from without. In fact, one of their best customers is a girl named Janelle Budell, who lives in New Orleans now. Loves their merchandise. Brian Jewelry can create things from scratch and find just the right piece to celebrate any occasion. They have layaway plans. You can get 0% financing from a Synchrony luxury account if that's what you want to do. The point being, when you know there's an occasion coming up in the calendar, think ahead. Get with them. First, visit the website, sign up for their club, because whatever you decide, if it costs $200 or more, they'll take $100 off that price right there at the register for you. It's all available at brianjewelry.com. Very educational on gems, various cuts of diamonds, and other information as well. brianjewelry.com. All right, so Alabama Unfiltered will be coming on in just a bit. Following that, at noon.
Join.
And I will see you three at 3 after.
Join.
Brought